local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hey, Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now starts now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for culminating your work week with us. We appreciate it, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, and a little bit of fun stuff here in the second half of each hour. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening. The text line is open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line is 850-262-6111. After all of the fun that we had yesterday, we'll have Joe Zerchowski with the Florida Forestry Service coming up here at 4:35 just to break down what the efforts have been like today and where things stand as far as the containment for the massive brush fire that dominated the show yesterday afternoon. So he's coming up at 4:35. Our weekly check-in with Tanner Stewart at 5:35 this afternoon. We start with today's top three stories. Engineering teams are looking for damage after an earthquake struck the East Coast today. No injuries were reported, but the 4.8 magnitude quake was felt in New York City and as far away as Philly and parts of New Hampshire, too.
So I immediately directed my emergency management team, the second we received word of this, to start doing damage assessments, any life in danger, and finding out whether there's any bridges or tunnels that are compromised.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul there. The team's checking subways, buildings, and other areas for possible structural damage. Israel has fired two senior military officers over the killing of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza. The attack sparked international outrage from the U.S. and many other allies.
The investigation that they concluded was an independent investigation. It was done by an agency of the Israeli government that does not report directly to the IDF chain of command.
John Kirby, National Security Council. News of the firing comes a day after President Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take immediate action to protect civilians and called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The president today in Baltimore promising to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge as soon as humanly possible.
And folks, we're determined to come back even stronger. We're the only nation that's gone through every crisis that we've had. We come out stronger than we went in, and we're going to do it here as well.
Now, Biden visiting the site of the bridge and was briefed on recovery efforts. He also met with families of construction workers who were killed. He says the Port of Baltimore will be reopened by the end of May as crews work to clear the wreckage, and he's also calling on Congress to swiftly approve funding for reconstruction of the bridge. That's a look at our top three stories on this Friday. Getting our first check of the weekend forecast, here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
The weather tonight will be a little cool with an overnight low near 50. Some inland areas certainly a little colder, and along the coast not quite as cold. But it'll be clear and beautiful and sunny throughout the weekend. What a nice weekend ahead. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Saturday night into Sunday morning, it's lows in the 50s. If you're headed to the beaches, well, it looks like there's a low risk of rip currents. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Austin, good day to you, sir. Happy Friday.
Right back to you, Joe. How you doing, bud?
Doing very well.
Good to hear. Let's see. Looking at the roads, I wish I could say the same about them. We do have several spots of notes here early, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile trying to get onto I-10, we've got typical evening traffic causing you issues going both ways there. The intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway could be looking better. Same can be said for the intersection of Main Street and South Palafox Street. Seems like we've got some backups going both ways in that area. If you are trying to get off of the bridge coming from Pensacola Beach and getting back into Gulf Breeze onto Gulf Breeze Parkway there, we do have a lot of backups there that's basically going to have you backed up halfway over that bridge going to Pensacola Beach, so be on the lookout for that. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87 is looking very rough at this time. And Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, we've got typical evening traffic there, but you're going to encounter another wave of it as you continue westward towards Dogwood Drive. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by New South Windows this Saturday only. That's tomorrow, by the way. New South has a sale event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can receive 40% off windows and doors. You can bring in your measurements before noon for an additional 5% off. Once again, that sale is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. with New South Window Solutions. Back to you, Joe.
All right, thank you. Our top local story today, of course, yesterday, the massive brush fire along Gulf Beach Highway, 16 homes suffering damage, including at least one that is completely destroyed, and there are others suffering significant damage. At last, we heard earlier today, it was around 50% containment, and again, we're having Joe Zerchowski from the Florida Forestry Service joining the program at 4:35. This morning, we heard from Escambia clerk and comptroller Pam Childers yesterday going public with her request that the money that had been put into the lucrative retirement accounts of county commissioners should be paid back this morning, joining our Andrew McKay.
What happens now is I made a public request, and I made that public request because they at one time in a meeting said, if it's illegal, we'll pay it back.
Oh,
so,
okay.
First of all, you want your commissioners to be honorable, right? That's why you voted them. You voted them in to represent your best interests, the best interest of government. It's not really what's happened here, but now we're at the next phase. Pay it back.
And this, of course, involving current commissioners Lumen May and Stephen Berry and former Commissioner Robert Bender. Childers says they will be receiving letters from her office asking them to repay the money. Then they'll have the option of enrolling in the Florida Retirement System plan for the time they were eligible. And she says that they'll work with the commissioners to allow them to repay the money. But if they have to, they'll go to the courts to get it back. A few other updates here from this afternoon. FDLE saying they've made an additional arrest in connection to a recent sting operation involving men allegedly targeting children online for sex. 36-year-old David Gibbs is now booked in the Escambia County Jail on a $30,000 bond. He's been charged with possession of child sex abuse material, transmission of material, as well as unlawful use of a two-way device. During the multi-day and multi-agency operation, Gibbs communicated with an undercover investigator who posed as a parent of an 11-year-old child. Gibbs allegedly asked sexually explicit questions about the child and sent material to the investigator. This week, Keith Hunter Jesperson, otherwise known as the Happy Face Killer, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder for the death of Suzanne Kellenberg. Judge imposed a life sentence. Jesperson admitted to strangling Kellenberg in the summer of 1994 and dumping her body off of an interstate exit in Okaloosa County. And if you're a disc golfer, a brand new course opening in Escambia County that's at the Lexington Terrace Park. So there, in addition to the new course, they've also made improvements to the park and dog park. The course is open from sunrise to sunset. It's free to use, but players must bring their own discs. We'll take a break. State and national headlines coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Milton native Carly Ryan, who's been around music her entire life. In fact, her parents were performers, made her choice to pursue a career in music a no-brainer. She performed an original called Give Me Back My Heart on American Idol in 2019, and you can see her this week at Bands on the Beach.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, several spots of note here on the roads, unfortunately. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, you're still going to have some evening backups there. Same if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. You'll see a little bit on Pensacola Boulevard traveling towards Detroit Boulevard. That's if you're traveling northbound. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We've got some backups in that area as well. We do have confirmation of an accident, it seems. This is over in Milton on Caroline Street. This is right at where Dogwood meets Caroline. No backup seemingly caused where that accident is reported, but we are having some if you're traveling westbound towards Dogwood coming from downtown. And speaking of which, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, we've got typical evening traffic in that area. At the intersection of Main Street and Palafox Street, got some issues in downtown Pensacola there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound heading towards Highway 87 is going to have you backed up to Windhaven Beach. And speaking of beaches, if you're trying to get over the bridge coming from Pensacola Beach, trying to get back into Gulf Breeze, we've still got a lot of backups in that area. So several spots of note on the roads at this time.
The weather tonight will be a little cool with an overnight low near 50. Some inland areas certainly a little colder, and along the coast not quite as cold. But it'll be clear and beautiful and sunny throughout the weekend. What a nice weekend ahead. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Saturday night into Sunday morning, it's lows in the 50s. If you're headed to the beaches, well, it looks like there's a low risk of rip currents. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at our state headlines today, the growing optimism in Democratic circles that Florida is in play in the upcoming presidential election. Senator Rick Scott's not so sure, and he was on the Clay and Buck show today, believes Republicans will dominate.
We've got a lot of pickup opportunities. I think Trump he's run a great primary. I think he's going to run a great general election. I think that's going to help us, you know, win a majority in the Senate and keep a majority in the House.
Well, President Biden's campaign thinks the abortion issue makes Florida up for grabs this fall. Of course, after the state Supreme Court's ruling that it can go into effect next month. And speaking of the abortion issue, Austin.
Oh, nice segue, buddy. Yes, with the abortion issue to be decided by Florida voters in November, Democrat and Republican leaders are sounding off.
Even Fox News polls show a record number of voters want abortion to be legal. This was a terrible decision that reflects a brand of extremism that Ron DeSantis believes in.
The six-week ban goes into effect on May 1st. Amendment 4 would provide a constitutional right to abortion before fetal viability around 24 weeks or when necessary to protect a patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider.
Now, Florida trying to crack down on hidden tracking devices. Lawmakers passed a bill during the session that would increase penalties for somebody who is caught secretly monitoring somebody through Apple AirTags or other GPS Bluetooth devices. It would increase stalking charges from a misdemeanor to a felony, which could land somebody in prison for up to 5 years. Governor DeSantis is expected to sign the bill, and when he does, it would take effect in October.
And meanwhile, a bill aimed at protecting first responders from fentanyl exposure is on the governor's desk. The measure was approved during the recent state legislative session. It would boost penalties for people who expose fentanyl and analogs of the drug to police, firefighters, EMTs, prison guards, and others acting in their official capacity. The bill would make the offense a second-degree felony.
National news, the threat of cloud coverage continues to loom over the path of totality for Monday's solar eclipse. The latest forecast from the National Weather Service says people from Texas into Arkansas and possibly in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and western New York could all have their viewing of the eclipse impeded. Northern New England and the region from southern Missouri to central Indiana are the areas with the best chances for clear viewing.
And Congress returns from recess next week with a busy to-do list. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will have to deal with the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that will come from the House. Lawmakers will also have to address additional aid for Ukraine, funding to help rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and a potential ban on the social media app TikTok.
Oh, the earthquake in the Northeast, and we also had Nor'easter, over 200,000 people without power today. After the storm buried parts of New England in over a foot of snow, National Weather Service says the heaviest snow has ended, but several more inches were falling across Maine and New Hampshire this morning.
And the Chinese government is operating fake social media accounts that impersonate U.S. voters, asking followers about their views on American political issues. That's according to a new report from Microsoft. The tech company's Threat Analysis Center found, quote, a small yet steady increase of additional sock puppet accounts.
Country singer Lee Greenwood is partnering with former President Trump to sell the God Bless the USA Bible. He was on the Clay and Buck show today as well. The idea came after he spoke with a group of immigrants who had become American citizens.
And I said, well, then, are you a Christian? And I said, about 70% of them are. And so what's wrong, then, with putting documents of our founding fathers with a Bible?
Yeah, so these Bibles will cost almost $60 before shipping and reportedly come with a few extra features not found in normal Bibles, those including the chorus to God Bless the USA, as well as the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Let's look at our national news as we wind down towards the Fox News update, a recap of today's top three stories. 4.8 magnitude earthquake that was felt in New York City and Philadelphia, parts of New Hampshire as well. Throughout New York City, engineering teams looking for possible damage, checking subways, buildings, and other areas. Israel says they have fired two senior military officers after the mistake killing of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers. Israel says in a probe found that commanders misidentified vehicles and assumed they were Hamas terrorists. President Biden in Baltimore promising to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge as soon as possible. He says that the poor funding for the bridge's reconstruction. Fox News Update is now. Joe Zerchowski when we return.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden visiting the site of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore remarked to those who were on the bridge at the time the structure fell.
Most are immigrants, but all were Marylanders. Hardworking, strong, and selfless. After pulling a night shift fixing potholes, they were on a break when the ship struck.
Well, there are remains of four victims who have yet to be recovered. Crews are working to cut up large chunks of debris into smaller pieces, trying to make it easier to lift from the site. The administration has approved $60 million to the city's response to the disaster. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake centered in Lebanon, New Jersey, striking the northeast this morning. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
We don't have reports of damaged buildings at this time. It is very early in the assessment process. But, you know, if there is an after effect, please stay away from buildings, especially our high.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With investors digesting a strong monthly jobs report, stocks powered higher today thanks in part to that employment data showing that wage growth has begun to slow down. The Dow Jones Industrials leaped 307 points, the S&P 500 recouped 57, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped almost 200. Among blue chips, shares of Amazon, Caterpillar, and Salesforce all gained more than 2.5%. After rallying sharply the first couple of days following the IPO last week, Trump media and technology shares have gone in the other direction since. Today, shares of the company behind former President Trump's Truth Social website and app tumbled another 12%. They've lost 32% this week. Spire Global, which offers information on weather, climate, and ship and aircraft movements, as well as has a space services business, is hoping weather forecasting can become even more accurate thanks to artificial intelligence. Spire has announced a partnership with NVIDIA that they hope will mean more precision. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by NHTSA. Put the phone away or pay. Bronny James is declaring for the 2024 NBA draft, but he will still have the option to return to college. I think Bronny will ultimately come back to college to continue to develop his game, and when he does, I anticipate him transferring to Duquesne to play for LeBron's longtime friend and high school teammate Drew Joyce III, who just got named the head coach of the Duquesne Dukes. I'm Zach Gelb.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate.
I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about base access and good ideas and bad ideas in the County Commission agenda review session. A lot of conversation about that. We also had a good interview with Pam Childers about what now after the court ruling saying that the county commissioners were wrong, the settling of part of the Ramey Edler lawsuit for almost $1 million, and the report exonerating the medical director, Deanna Oleski, over the allegations about her from the funeral homes, if you'll remember that story. All on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I forgot how that song went. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean as quick as I can be without putting you to sleep. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've still got some backups there. Same if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 in that same area. The intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway still looking kind of rough. Let's see. We did have a lot of backups on the bridge coming from Pensacola Beach, but right as you get over that bridge onto Gulf Breeze Parkway, start traveling northbound there, just past the high school, we do have some congestion still in that area. Navarre Parkway, traveling from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87, is going to give you a lot of trouble still. And in Milton, if you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street, we got some issues there, and it's going to reach for a little bit longer as you approach Dogwood Drive.
The weekend weather looks beautiful. Tonight, a little cool with an overnight low near 50. Inland areas will be a little chillier, and along the coast, not quite as cool. Clear skies tonight, nice and sunny Saturday with a high in the mid-70s, and it looks about the same on Sunday as well. I hope you enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. He's not Big John, but Big Joe Zerchowski. I don't know if he approves or not, but that's the best I got right now. Joe with the Florida Forestry Service, thanks again for the time this afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing well and perfectly average, neither small nor large.
All right, that's good there. So it is not appropriate, understood. Joe, as we follow up with you here about 24 hours after the first time that we did, the last that we heard earlier today was around 50% containment. I think 16 structures was the latest number that we had that had suffered some level of damage. So as we're at 4:40 here on a Friday afternoon, what's the latest and where things stand right now?
Yeah, you're correct. We're still holding at those numbers on the structures damaged, and it is really varying degrees of damage, some very minor, some pretty major. We do have good news in terms that our containment has gone up. We're at 60% containment right now. But really, the most important news is that there's a line around the entirety of the fire. There was last night, but it's even stronger today. We've had 5 tractor plow units out there all day. Building line a little bit bigger, a little bit wider, just cleaning it up. And then we also have an engine out there mopping up, basically finding and attacking any lingering hot spots that could threaten our containment. Crews were able to walk the entire perimeter of the fire, GPS it, and they measured it out at 46 acres. Hmm. So those initial reports of 50 or so acres from our aircraft pilot were pretty spot on. We're going to keep working, you know, pretty much till dinner time, sundown tonight, and we'll have patrols throughout the evening, and then we'll have a full complement of equipment and manpower out there again in the morning.
All right, good stuff there, Joe. I wanted to ask, it looks like the weather a bit more cooperative today with the wind not being as bad. Of course, we had the red flag warnings yesterday, but not so today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The weather is definitely more in our favor today, and it'll continue to help out during the weekend. With this front coming through, basically that prefrontal boundary really reduced the humidity and brought the wind up, which was the contributing factor to this fire getting as big as it did, as quickly as it did.
Joe, I know the last time we talked yesterday, we were at about that 50% containment, if I recall correctly. But you said that, hey, you know, it's still pretty windy. We do expect it to die down, you know, as the sun goes down. But I got the sense there was at least some cause that for concern that, you know, structures could still be involved. I'm just wondering if that was at all the case today, or about what time from this thing began were you guys pretty secure in your belief that, hey, we're good as far as any structures, more structures getting involved in terms of any damage?
I mean, I guess the silver lining to it is that it really was a relatively short duration threat. When it reached kind of that south-southeastern edge and did impact the neighborhood, that was about as far as it could go. At that point, then, any growth was going to be further into the woods and away from the houses. So, you know, the first couple of hours was really hairy there. The structures that were damaged before we even really got on the scene. So it was an incredibly fast-moving fire, and then we were able to come in. And Escambia County Fire Rescue did an amazing job. You know, between our efforts and theirs, we have to point out the fact that that's a 200-plus home neighborhood, and the fact that it's only 15 homes that were damaged is really a testament to the firefighters. But then about 9:30, 10 o'clock last night, you know, we had a really good line around it. We were able to kind of see through the smoke and figure some things out, and we were feeling pretty comfortable.
Joe, last question that I have for you. I know that in scouring through social media yesterday, there seemed to be a lot of confusion around the source of the fire, and I'm not sure if we know what exactly caused the fire to start, but I know that there was also yesterday a controlled burn in Lillian, and I think there was a lot of people assuming that that was involved. But do we know anything as far as a link or a cause yet?
No, the cause is still being investigated. What I can say is that we've eliminated a lot of causes. Obviously, it wasn't lightning, and it definitely was not a prescribed burn. Embers didn't. Now they can travel in some areas, and under perfect circumstances, they can travel a great distance. This was not caused by the prescribed fire in Alabama.
All right. Well, Joe, we appreciate the time and the good information there, and you have yourself a good, safe weekend, all right?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Joe Zerchowski with the Florida Forestry Service with up to the minute info on the fire, now up to 60% containment. Said they will keep the crews there. They have a full perimeter around the fire, by the way, and keep working through dinner time. They'll be monitoring, and the weather is conducive to cooperation to get that thing put out. So appreciate the efforts there. 4:45, more on the roads and weather. Austin?
Well, let's see. So we've still got backups on Pine Forest Road, as we so often do at this time. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, also have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And a bit further north above that, at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel, we've still got backups in that area as well. And Blue Angel Parkway near the intersection with U.S. Highway 98. Now that I'm looking at it, we've got backups at that intersection also. So Blue Angel Parkway is not your friend at this moment. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, going to cause you some backups as well. Did have some backups downtown, and appears that we still do, at the intersection of Main Street and Palafox. That's going both east and west there. Let's see. Caroline Street's the last main one. If you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, we've got typical evening traffic there. But as you travel further west, going past downtown Milton and approaching Dogwood Drive, you're going to have another wave of congestion in that area. It doesn't look like it's in the same area, but there is right next to that an accident report from earlier this hour that could very well be causing some of the backups there. So be on the lookout for that also.
The weather tonight will be a little cool with an overnight low near 50. Some inland areas certainly a little colder, and along the coast not quite as cold. But it'll be clear and beautiful and sunny throughout the weekend. What a nice weekend ahead. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Saturday night into Sunday morning, it's lows in the 50s. If you're headed to the beaches, well, it looks like there's a low risk of rip currents. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, beautiful weekend. I'm going to get out and enjoy it as much as possible. Another thing I'm going to enjoy, Austin, this weekend is the Final Four. We've got the women's tonight in the semis and then the men tomorrow.
Yes, the women's Final Four is tonight with NC State and South Carolina, tipping off first at 6 o'clock. That's going to be followed by UConn and Iowa at 8. You can catch both games on ESPN there. And before we get into the men's Final Four, this is some strange news, I'd say. It's going to cost fans more to go to the women's Final Four than the men's this year. The cheapest available all-session ticket for the semis and national title game is going for about $1,000. Meanwhile, fans can get an all-session pass to the men's for just under $700. So just a testament to how big the women's game has gotten right there. Also, LSU women's basketball star Haley Van Lith is entering the transfer portal. She averaged 11.6 points and 3.6 assists per game in her only season with the Tigers. And their postseason run ended with a loss to Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes on Monday night. Moving over to the men's side, yes, the men's Final Four is tomorrow night on TBS. NC State and Purdue get things started at 5:09, followed by Alabama and defending champ UConn at 7:49. But see, in the midst of all this drivel, you're thinking, what about the NIT?
Yes, exactly. Listen, nobody has a greater pulse on the listeners than you when it comes to...
I just know what the fans want to hear, Joe.
That's right.
It was, though, like, jokes aside, it was absolute cinema last night. Seton Hall just barely outlasted Indiana State 79-77, and the Pirates scored 9 unanswered points to take the narrow lead, with their go-ahead bucket being with just 16 seconds left. So, big news there. Also, another big player on the men's side, Bronny James, obviously the son of LeBron James, will enter the 2024 NBA draft while maintaining college eligibility and will also enter the transfer portal. So he's firing on all cylinders here. He averaged 4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, and 2.1 assists a game as a freshman at Southern California. So not the star-studded numbers some would have expected, but it's not too surprising.
He'll get feedback from the draft people, from NBA teams. He'll go through the workouts and everything. And then, depending on what they say, he'll decide either the NBA or what college he's going to play for next. I forget the college, but one of LeBron's best friends from high school that was on his team, I think it's Drew Joyce. So his Drew Joyce III, his son was a teammate of LeBron's in high school, kind of in his inner circle. He just got a college head coaching job. So maybe Bronny goes to play with him. I don't know. It's not like a big school.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It doesn't need to be.
that's true.
When
as
you're
well.
The son of LeBron.
Health, business, and science notes today. Monthly jobs report, more than meeting expectations. The Labor Department says the economy added 303,000 new jobs in March, far exceeding the 200,000 most analysts had forecast.
And Meta says its social media platforms will start labeling content that was AI-generated. The company announced a new rule Friday and will be implemented on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads starting in May. Meta says they're making the changes to its current policy, which was created in 2020, based on feedback by the company's oversight board.
CVS prescription plans will finally cover the first ever non-prescription birth control pill. The company's pharmacy benefit manager says Opill is being added to its preventative service oral contraceptives list this month. Some pop culture notes. The lottery officials say an estimated $1.3 billion is up for grabs tomorrow. Still no winner in Powerball. The cash value now just under $609 million.
And the most anticipated summer movies this year include Deadpool 3, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, and Despicable Me 4. That's according to Fandango's annual movie-going trends and insights study. Also, on the top 10 most anticipated summer films are Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, A Quiet Place Day 1, Inside Out 2, and The Garfield Movie.
I will see Deadpool 3 in theaters. I will see the Blue Angels IMAX in theaters.
And, of course.
Other than those two, I'm not sure what's coming out this fall, but definitely two times I'll be in the theater this year. Another Adam Sandler co-star confirming that a sequel is in the works for Happy Gilmore. Drew Barrymore broke the news in a preview for her episode of her daytime talk show. So Happy Gilmore 2, which Austin will not watch.
I didn't see the original, so yeah, I probably won't just dive into the second.
4:50, we'll take a break. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one coming up next.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at buysellcannell.com.
That's buysellcannell.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Happy Friday. Beautiful weather. Beautiful, beautiful. A little bit more clouds, but still mostly sunny skies. Potentially green flags at the beach this weekend, too. Lot happening, and the weather is going to be absolutely perfect for that. So hope you have good weekend plans. Austin, you got anything going on?
Let's see. Cat Country has it's like a youth livestock show going on. I think it's near the Santa Rosa County Fairgrounds, or I think actually on the fairgrounds. I'm going to be doing that tomorrow at around 10 to 12, I believe. Cat Country's going to be there. And Sunday I've got nothing, which is exactly the way I like it.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm going to get out and, enjoy the weather for sure. being the little one, we'll maybe go to a park or something, get out for a walk, stretch our legs. Yeah, of course, Final Four tomorrow and maybe some baseball. It was a great game today. Cubs playing the Dodgers, and we had Shohei hitting a home run, a lot of great defensive plays, and so I've tried to get some baseball, and I'm in a baseball fever mode right now. It's just where I'm at.
I can tell by the Cubs hat, yes. That's right. You've got a Chicago shirt, right?
Yeah, I got repping my Chicago baseball teams this week.
Well, then it's good that your Cubs won.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile. We've got pretty heavy congestion going both ways there. If you are traveling northbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, perhaps you just got off the bridge heading from or coming from Pensacola Beach, rather. If you're traveling northbound near the high school there, that is going to cause you some backups. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach, traveling towards Highway 87. That's going to give you some problems. And if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, or if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane, you're going to have some backups going both east and west there.
The weekend weather looks beautiful tonight. A little cool with an overnight low near 50. Inland areas will be a little chillier, and along the coast, not quite as cool. Clear skies tonight, nice and sunny Saturday with a high in the mid-70s, and it looks about the same on Sunday as well. I hope you enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 4:55 here at News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of today's top three stories. New York City rattled by a 4.8 magnitude earthquake, and it was felt as far away as Philadelphia, parts of New Hampshire as well. Engineering teams were out and about in the city checking subways, buildings, and other areas for any structural damage. So far, no reports of any. Israel firing two senior military officials over the killing of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza. This comes after an independent investigation found the commanders misidentified vehicles and assumed that they were Hamas terrorists. President Biden in Baltimore is promising to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge as rapidly as humanly possible. He's calling on Congress to quickly approved funding for the bridge's reconstruction, and he says the Port of Baltimore will be reopened by the end of May. Wackier stories making the rounds this week. A Texas mom got an arrest warrant after she failed to return overdue library books. Kaylee Morgan says she found out about the fine when she went to renew her license.
And when I get there, they tell me that they cannot renew my driver's license because I have a warrant out for my arrest.
She had an outstanding $570 fine, but Morgan says she didn't get the library's late notices and was not able to return the books immediately due to pregnancy complications. A town I actually lived in before I moved to Pensacola, they would arrest people for like parking tickets. Like if you didn't pay them by a certain time, they would actually put out arrest warrants for that.
They'll arrest you for anything, Joe. The phrase toilet rat is trending after a guy in Montreal dealt with one. A 76-year-old man found a rat in his toilet bowl and decided to remove it himself. Unfortunately, it bit two of his fingers. He went to the ER where they cleaned the wounds and gave him a tetanus shot. But he was back less than 3 weeks later with a fever, headache, stomach pain, and a rapid heart rate. Not shockingly, it turned out the toilet rat was pretty disgusting. The guy had a bacterial infection called Weil's disease, that was ravaging his kidneys, and it can be fatal, but luckily they treated him with antibiotics and discharged him from the ICU just a few days later.
I think I'm just standing over the toilet and just flushing like until it's gone. I think that's the play there.
Or if you got a plunger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But y'all can't see the motion that just, I just gave you right
yeah,
now. But
just just put the plunger down and not let it come up for air, I guess. I don't know. The cops could never get Batman under wraps in the movies, but that's why they're just movies. Eh. Cops in Michigan arrested a 42-year-old guy named Jamal Batman for DUI last weekend, and it was obvious he had an open bottle of tequila inside his car. They also found cocaine, and he was hit with four charges, booked on $100,000 bond. You might say, Austin, he had a dark night.
And that is stupid. I'll say that much.
What was stupid? My joke there?
Did you come up with that?
Of course I did.
Oh, okay. Well, then it was a good one, buddy. I was assuming you didn't come up with it. A porch pirate was caught stealing a package from a home in Sacramento last week, and he was dressed as a trash bag. The homeowner shared Ring footage of the thief waddling up to his porch underneath a Tide garbage bag. The person then shuffles over to the package, grabs it, and scoots away. Inside the package was two phone chargers worth $10.
Yeah. A bank teller in Australia named Marlena saved an old lady from being scammed out of $2 million. The lady said she had to sell her house to help her son, then admitted it was really to get her boyfriend out of jail overseas. Marlena asked to see a picture of him, did a reverse image search on Google, and found the same photo listed with different names. The woman was devastated, but still had time to cancel the sale, so Kudos to Marlena there.
Absolutely.
That'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, 5:35, weekly check-in with Tanner Stewart, and a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. If you missed anything, Pensacola right now.